Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Danny Cannell, he joins us courtesy of BetOnline. Check out betonline.ag for updated college football playoff, Heisman, and college football week 8 lines. Danny, how you doing, man?
Danny, you with us?
Oh, listen. Yes, I am. What's up, fellas? How we doing?
There he is. Once again, my man Danny Cannell is live and on the line. Baby, what's going on?
Not much, man. Just loving this college football season. It's been a wild ride so far. We're past the midway point, and I think it's only going to get a little bit crazier as we come down the home stretch, man. It's been awesome.
Danny, what is your – I see, obviously, great follow on Twitter. I see your rankings there. There's always a little controversial, a little controversy tied into it, or at least it stirs up some mess. But what is your top 10 right now? Who you got in the top 10?
So I have Indiana, and so I like to do mine, Clint. I like to do mine based on resume, because all the time we hear about, oh, who do we think are the best teams? Like last week, a lot of people, myself included, thought Oregon was the best team in the country, but then they go out and they lose. So I try to really defer to the resume, and I think Indiana has the best resume in the country with the win that they had on the road at Oregon, pretty much dominating that game. Even with a pick six by their quarterback and still able to win 30-20, that was super impressive. Not to mention they beat an Illinois team who was, 4-2, an Illinois team that beat USC. They beat them 63-10. I mean, they are dominant. And then I have Ohio State right behind them, where I'd readily admit Ohio State would probably be favored. And I have no problem with them being the number one team in the country. And then I have the Miami Hurricanes, who really went through their biggest gauntlet the first 5 games of the season, and they go through it unscathed. I do think those are the 3 top teams in the country. And then I have A&M right behind them. They're knocking on the door. If they start keep stacking up these big wins, they'll be right there at the end of the season where they need to be. So I have Bama and I have A&M as the top 2 teams in the SEC, with a slight edge to Bama, because I feel like their resume is just a little bit better. Even with the loss to Florida State, been impressed with some of their wins on the road in Athens and Columbia, and they have a big test this weekend. But, yeah, I'm a little bit all over the map, but that's probably my top-tier teams in the country right now.
Before we get into some of these local teams, since you do have Indiana at the top, I just want to know what you make of what Indiana's been able to do over the last year and a half, 2 years, however long it's been, how they've done it, what it looks like, the product on the field. I don't know if any of us thought we'd live long enough to see Indiana be this type of football program, but from your vantage point, how have they done it, and what do you make of how they've done it?
Well, obviously, it starts with a great coach, right? And Kirk Cignetti, he loves to say it. He loves to say, Google me. But if you go look at his resume, he's won everywhere he's been, starting in Division II. Then he goes to small Elon in North Carolina. Then he goes to James Madison and competes for titles there. And then he comes into Indiana. And by the way, he brought 14 players with him from James Madison last year with him to Bloomington. So he did pick some of the best players that he had. And then they have actually some resources. It's not like the Indiana of old where they just had no chance. They weren't, you know, they weren't going to give you any money under the table. But with the portal and NIL, they actually have a pretty good NIL collective where they've gotten pretty good support. So they could pay Kirk Cignetti last year $9 million, so he didn't leave. So they could go out and get a quarterback like Fernando Mendoza, who I thought was one of the top quarterbacks on the market. So they could go add some pieces to a team that was already pretty solid. And then, you know, it kind of all comes together, and there is an amazing power in great coaching, but more importantly, belief. And he's really got instilled an incredible amount of belief and confidence in his program that they can beat anybody in the country. And the thing that resonated with me this offseason, he was really irritated that people told him, oh, you guys didn't belong in the playoff, and you guys got embarrassed by Notre Dame, and you guys got embarrassed when you played Ohio State. So getting that win for them against a program like Oregon, who really does have top-tier, elite-level talent, I thought that was a huge kind of signature win for Kirk Cignetti this season to kind of really put a stamp on what they did last year.
So with all that said, does he take the Penn State job?
I think it's either him or Matt Rhule. I do, and I think either one of those probably make a lot of sense. The one thing about Matt Rhule, having played there, you know, there's a lot of ties to Penn State. If he can go there and bring his quarterback with him, Dylan Raiola, who was, you know, a five-star recruit who's played really well in his first year and a half there, then I'm like, slam dunk, go do it. The thing I don't know, and I never know about these coaches, is kind of what their personal goals are. Like, does Kirk Cignetti want to do something that's never been done before at Indiana, even though it might be harder to get there because you still are going to have go against teams that have a little bit better resources like Ohio State, Michigan, and potentially Penn State? Or do you go to the elite level job like Penn State, get all the resources in the world, and try to take them to the next level? His buyout is not cheap, though, because of that new deal last year. Matt Rhule's is actually a little bit more manageable. But Penn State keeps telling people, we're going to get our guy no matter what. If it's not those two, though, Clint, I do wonder what direction they go and how quickly it can kind of spiral out of control like we've seen at other schools. I mean, I remember the Florida Gators were in the coaching search, and they were going to get John Gruden, and then they were going to get Scott Frost, and then they were going to get somebody else. Next thing you know, they're down to Billy Napier, who was probably their fifth or sixth choice, and now we see the results of it. So it's always a little bit of a buyer beware when you make these type of moves. I think it was an emotional decision. I don't know why you had to do it so early in the season. Why not let it play out a little bit? But I get it. It was ugly. It felt like maybe it needed a change. But now all eyes are going to be who the next guy is there.
Well, see, I'm curious, though, because back when you played at Florida State, when Clint was at Arkansas, obviously Penn State was considered and was a better football head coaching job than Indiana. But I am curious from you in this new age, you talked about the NIL and the collective that Indiana has there, and then just kind of the transfer portal, the new landscape of college football as we know it. Are we sure that Penn State still is a better job than Indiana, given what Cignetti has been able to do with the Hoosiers?
Yes, I think so.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So, and the fact, but I think it's closer than people think, which is a testament to kind of how quickly we've changed in this landscape. The one thing that Penn State does have is they've got an environment that is almost unmatched. When they have a whiteout and that home field advantage, it is one of the best stadium environments in college football. It is a fan base that will show up. That has not always been the case in Indiana. I've even asked Indiana people, you know, even earlier this season, hey, how's the crowd going to be when Illinois comes there? And they're like, well, we think we'll be pretty full. And that's just something that, and maybe they could capture it, maybe they could build that, but it's just something that's so ingrained in Penn State historically that you really don't have to go that far. I think you've got better access to players at Penn State. Being in the state of Pennsylvania, you know, being able to kind of get that Northeast corridor, even dip down in the South, I think it's easier to recruit there. Now, there is money involved, and if all things are equal, you know, could you match somebody in Indiana? I think there's always kind of a negative aspect of it being a traditional basketball school that kind of goes against you. So I still think Penn State is the better job, but I think it's much closer than people think, which is really a testament to the changing times.
Danny joins us courtesy of BetOnline. Check out BetOnline.ag for updated college football playoff, Heisman, and college football week 8 lines. Danny, let's shift gears a little bit and bring it home here in the state of Texas. Man, there's some really good college football being played, obviously, around these parts. You mentioned Texas A&M earlier, and we can't have you on with Tyler, our producer back at the studio. We cannot have you on and not get you riled up about these Aggies, man. You think this is a year?
I do, although I do think this weekend is a very interesting spot for the Aggies, because we've seen a lot of teams this year be kind of christened as that elite level. And the one place that has still remained true, and it doesn't matter if it's in the SEC, wherever you are, going on the road is a little bit tricky. So I think this Arkansas team is pretty dangerous, Clay. I mean, they can get things going. They did have Tennessee on the ropes last week. Now they come back home. I think Bobby Petrino's got a really good quarterback in Taylen Green that just could be problematic. Now, he's highly erratic, so it could get sideways, and you might see what happened against Notre Dame, where Texas A&M just comes in there, puts their foot down, and all of a sudden it's a blowout. But if Taylen Green is hot, that's what kind of concerns me. So I do think that's an interesting spot, but I do think Texas A&M clearly, and if they are a favorite in this game for a reason. They've got that signature win, which they got in South Bend. That was one of the best wins of the season. A game against Auburn was a little bit ugly, and then you kind of take care of business in the next 2 weeks. They're just kind of humming along, and if they keep passing each one of these tests, they're going to find themselves in the college football playoff. I mean, I think any SEC team that's 10-2 is probably going to be automatically in, and they're already, you know, halfway there to getting it. There's that great rivalry game, which they play against Texas in Austin. I still like them way better than I like the Longhorns. So, yeah, I think he absolutely, your producer, should be fired up about his Aggies. Just make sure they don't get caught sleeping this weekend. That game in Fayetteville could get interesting.
Danny, at the risk of firing up our producer T-Mill a little bit more, I do want to talk about this defense, because the Aggies defense has been incredible on third down. They have allowed opponents to convert only 2 of 33 third down opportunities in their 3 SEC games so far this season. Tell us a little bit about what you're seeing from this Aggie defense and how much that has contributed to them being so high up on your list and obviously being the number 4 ranked team in the country.
For sure. I think there's a couple things. One, I love that Mike Elko took ownership of the defense this offseason. You know, things went a little bit sideways last year. He's a defensive-minded coach. So he says, all right, I'm going to get my fingerprints all over this defense. I'm going to start taking over. The other thing that you got to have is you got to have some dogs out there that can get after the passer. And Cassius Howell has been an absolute terror, you know, coming off the edge. He leads the SEC in sacks with 7.5. That's too clear of the next closest guy. They've been flat out getting after it. They were a little bit sloppy earlier, but now they've cleaned up some of the penalties. They've been playing even better. But I think that's what makes this team special, is they've been very complimentary football. Defense is aggressive. They've got a great defensive line. And the offense has the ability to get it done in a run game with some depth there. We all knew about Le'Veon Moss coming into the season. Reuben Owens has been a nice surprise, developing as a 1-2 punch. And then Marcel Reed can get it done. And he's improved as a passer, like he told everybody he was going to do. He's been more consistent, which has been much needed. And I think he's really thriving in Colin Klein's system. So I think they're really the total package. It's just one of those things where do they kind of stay focused, take it one step at a time, and make sure they don't get clipped on one of these games that they're supposed to win. Because, I'm looking at it. I think they're probably going to be favored probably most of the remaining games of the season, maybe against Missouri. But I think Missouri could get beat this weekend at Auburn. So I think A&M probably going to be favored every game this season.
I love the thought there. I feel the same way with A&M. If they just don't lose focus and get clipped, I mean that is buying Arkansas. Or you know, I was thinking the same thing with Florida. And you know, in the past, when they've had a team that you thought was a national contender, they'd get clipped by a team that had no business being on the field with them, at least when you look at the roster. So I agree, Danny. How about Texas, man? Let's talk about them Longhorns, man. I mean, obviously a little bit of a roller coaster here with the two losses early, and then they convincingly win last week versus OU, and then the obvious Arch Manning, you know, I guess drama or however you want to couch it to this point, man. Just your thoughts on what's going on in Austin.
So I think the last time I talked to you guys, I kind of told you that Arch, because this has been my thought process all season long, I thought it was going to be a roller coaster ride for Arch. I've seen it happen a lot of different times. I don't care how many stars you have, what your last name is. It's just your first time being the starter at a big brand where the expectations are unbelievably unobtainable. And it was even more so with Arch because of his last name. But I was like, man, I don't think anybody's going to be able to match those. Then, of course, they lose to Ohio State. Next three games are a little bit bumpy. You lose at Florida. And then all of a sudden, when people started to say, oh, is he going to be a bust? Is he a flop? I'm like, everybody needs to calm down because he's going to be fine. I thought it was a crisis of confidence a little bit when he's playing against UTEP and struggling. Then he bounces back with that big game against Sam Houston. I think the biggest problem against Florida was the defense didn't show up when they went to Florida Field there in Gainesville. And he played pretty good, did have a couple interceptions, but you started to see some glimpses of big-time throws. You started CMC in the field a little bit better, and then he comes back, and I think he's had his signature game so far as a Texas Longhorn. And while it wasn't great, it wasn't like a Heisman-worthy performance, there were some subtle things that he did in that game, avoiding pressure, making big plays, not making the big mistake, and really stepping up as a leader for that team, I thought was massive for him. So I still think the bumpy ride continues. I didn't think Texas was going to make the playoffs coming into the season. I still think they probably have another slip-up this season. I think they could lose to Georgia on the road. I think they could lose to A&M in that final game of the season. So I think they're 9-3 just outside. But then I think the good news is you've laid your foundation because Arch Manning wasn't the only new piece. There's a lot of new pieces on that offensive line that have struggled. The defense is still young. I think next year is the year you kind of load up on Texas as a national champion favorite with Arch returning and really taking a big step forward after he's been through all these bumps and bruises.
All right, what about them boys up in Lubbock, man? They are making a run here, and I think there's a lot of talk about them and making a college football playoff run and being a real, you know, contender for a championship. I can't leave them guys out as we're talking here. What's your thoughts on Texas Tech?
Yeah, and I shouldn't either. I left them out of that conversation early. I had them sixth in the country, so I think they're absolutely all that they've been cracked up to be. And it was an interesting experiment that took place, right? They went out there and basically bought, you know, all these players to come in. And I was very curious, how would they come together? How would they, you know, football is a team sport. As you know, you got to gel together. You got to be on the same page. And boy, have they ever been there and done that. And they really have dominated every single opponent. And it does start, again, a couple edge rushers off the edge, David Bailey from Stanford transfer, Romello Height, transfer in from Georgia Tech, two of their big prize gets in the transfer portal. They have delivered. They've been dominant. And even when Baron Morton, who did get banged up again, I know there's some question mark whether he's playing this weekend. I mean, they lost him against Utah, and Will Hammond stepped in, and all of a sudden, you know, didn't miss a beat. Will Hammond might have to play this week. I think Baron Morton, there's still some question mark whether he goes, but I do think that defense travels. And this is really, you know, their schedule still are some bumps, but I think this is probably the biggest test they have remaining. They do have to go to Kansas State. That's a tricky game, but I still think that they're not quite as good as Arizona State is. So I do think if you said of all these teams, there's two that I feel most confident that are going to reach the college football playoff, and it's Miami, because they've already been through their tougher games and it's kind of a cruise control to the finish. And Texas Tech, because I just think they're that much better than the teams in the Big 12. And even if they do lose to Arizona State, I don't see them losing two more. So I see them probably winning the Big 12 and getting into the college football playoff. So Miami and Texas Tech, I think, are the two teams that I'm already almost in Sharpie on a college football playoff bracket.
Sharpie, huh? Danny, that's good stuff as usual, man. Let the people know. I know you got a lot going on, man. Let the people know real quick where they can find you and what you got going on.
Oh, always that's a fun follow, right, Clint? I mean, I can be a little obnoxious on there. At Danny Cannell, on the Cover 3 podcast, Dusty and Dan in the Morning on Sirius XM on Channel 84, all over the place. Man, I got too many jobs. I got mouths to feed at home still.
Hey, make that money.
Hey, we can relate, can't we, Clint?
Ain't that the truth, man?
Mouths to feed over here too, man.
Make that money. Danny, we appreciate you, man. Appreciate it again.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.